sickness. Morning sickness. 98 KUPD.
Thank you very, very much, Poison. And that is all just to tell you that this weekend is 80s Brady's 80s weekend. Brady is going to host.
If you like that.
All weekend long, Memorial Day weekend, the 80s Brady's 80s weekend. I don't know what we call it, but it's
Brady's 80s weekend.
The 80s Brady's 80s weekend.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go with this. This will be your song for today, Brady. It's time now for the joke dick. The joke detective wanders through parties and get-togethers that we're going to start having and waits to hear the start of a joke. And before it ends, fires the punchline out and ruins it for everyone. That's what the joke dick's been doing for years. And we put him to the, oh, is this the one where the guy has one knee? I get it. Joke dick.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this a couple different ways.
So he knows most every punchline. I don't know if you knew this, Brett, but at one point, Brady was the largest collector of joke books in all of America.
Oh,
and sometimes it comes out in puns or dad jokes. So he's had the joke books.
Who is your buddy? Ben Brooks?
Ben Brooks.
Ben Brooks. His friends used to write joke books.
Oh, a couple of volumes.
I can't imagine the misery of those lunches. So here's some of my new work, Brady.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. Got a few of them that come through. So what is red, white, and black and can't go through a revolving door, Brady?
A nun with a spear through her head.
That's exactly right. This is the type of creativity we get on text.
Wow, that's
a nun with a spear through her head.
That was on a Laffy Taffy.
I got loads of questions. Yeah, of course, in the bottom of Snapple caps. Oh, God, the one, did you know, the end of this one. This doesn't have the punchline. Did you know Paul Walker had dandruff? You know this one. The one about the, do you know the Space Shuttle Challenger crew all had dandruff? How do you know? Because they found his head and shoulders.
Yeah.
Laying on the beach.
I remember junior high.
From a 1986 one. That's terrible.
His, I guess, was on a tree.
What
street?
Kind of wood doesn't float? Natalie wood.
That one still holds up. All right, let's go to the phones and see what we got. We got John online. Oh, no, wait. Is that the... I want to go with Danny first, right?
Go with Danny?
Right. We're going you in the order Danny they called. All right, we'll go with Danny first. I want to be rude to the callers. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing quite well, Danny. Please try to get one past the joke, Dick. Good luck.
Oh. All right. Shout out to World Pack. And then what was the blonde lady's response when she was asked what the capital of Arizona was?
Was the blonde lady's response when she was asked what the capital of Arizona was, Brady? He says A is correct. Oh, that's it. Brady's joke dicked another one. Sorry about that. Thank you, Danny. You're out. Line three is Joanne.
She pays Steve's bills.
Oh, hey, Steve.
That's right.
All right. Good for you. You got a sugar mama. All right.
Broke dick.
See what you can get.
He's got a joke dick and a broke dick.
Joke dick and broke dick together again. All right. Go ahead, Steve. Tell your joke.
All right. What did one tampon say to the other?
Oh, jeez.
I know this one.
Nothing, because they're both stuck up in
the terrible word. You were a horrible person, Steve. They're
right.
Both stuck up.
I didn't think that one got out of Texas. I guess I was wrong.
Texas?
That one never left Texas? You guys think you bordered that joke?
They own that one.
We put a wall up to keep that in and the Mexicans out. All right, thanks, Steve. I didn't think that went through. I thought maybe Amarillo at the furthest. It made it all the way through New Mexico to you guys. Unbelievable. Imagine that. Well, what an age of communication we live in. He didn't think it made it out of Texas. That's Texas. That's pure Texas joy right there you guys are sharing. Darcy is online, too. Let's go to that one. Two for two, Brady. Good job. Darcy, are you there?
Yes, hi. This is Bo. Oh.
Another broke dick
joke dick. Here we go. Go ahead, Bo. God.
So why can't blonde women go water skiing?
Why can't blonde women water ski, Brady?
There's two that I think of. One is she'll drown.
Pretty basic.
Skis don't fit on her head.
What?
They don't know how to do it. You know?
Right, I get that. It's not a very good joke.
No, I just was kind of thinking of that one. But the other reason is... they, something about, oh, it's when they're,
this is hard to watch, man.
Open
He knows.
I'm trying to.
He just can't put it together. All right, 5 seconds.
When they get wet, their legs can't keep closed.
All right, you got it.
It's it. Yeah. Solid delivery on all that, though.
I hammered it. Well, mental gymnastics are fun part of joke day.
He has to go through volumes of terrible jokes to get to yours, but he did it. Wow. All right. So how would you tell that joke? Darcy.
I got red, Darcy.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was basically when they're wet, their legs won't stay closed.
When they're wet, they can't keep their legs closed.
Okay. That's why they can't water ski.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So just sit down. I get it.
Do these jokes get better?
No.
Oh.
No.
These will get us fired.
Brett, what do you call a...
Why do Italian men cry during sex? The pepper spray.
Yeah. I've heard that with
any race.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And telling the first one. Oh, man. What in the world? All right, never mind. That's dumb, too. All right.
Brett, what do you call a blonde standing on her head?
I don't know.
A brunette with bad breath.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey,
he's now telling
us. Hello, Rhodes Junior High.
This is where the danger
your
comes.
Your friend Leanne from Pie Snob is sending a joke.
Okay. What's worse than ants in your pants, Brady?
Uncles.
That's right. You don't want any of those in there. Thank you, Leanne. That's a good one. I actually like that one a lot. I like incest.
That's fun. It knocks them out of the park every time.
That never, ever fails to be fun. All right, let's go to this guy. John is on line one. He's been waiting.
Hopefully we can get a good one.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, no, Brett, you're overshooting this game. You're just trying to see if Brady. You might get a gem, but don't count
You've
on it.
Set the bar
lower.
Yeah. All right.
John, what do you got?
All right, Brady. What's the difference between menstrual blood and sand?
Ugh. Ugh. I'm going to throw up. I hate the words. What's the difference between menstrual blood and sand?
One's better on a sandwich.
What? Is that a Ben Brooks special?
No. That's not the answer, is it, John?
No, that's not the answer.
Good.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. One's better on a sandwich. He's right. I mean, it's your choice, but he's right. One makes a
better
condiment.
You got me with this one.
You got nothing? You're not big a man. Those are the incest jokes. All right. John, I know. You're going to win some food.
All right.
What is it?
Nice. I can't gargle sand.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to throw up on you.
We're taking away your prize.
Oh, God. This party's over. Do you realize I'm hanging by a thread here with the hangover? Underneath that.
And you got a belly
full of
milk.
Belly full of Guten Tag milk. Straight from the teat.
Time for the cinnamon challenge.
All right. Thanks, John. Hold on. Give him food and get him away from us. Brady, what do you call a movie about noodles?
Mission Impossible.
All right.
God.
Reading them right
off
the text.
How low do I got to put these bars, man?
Yeah, very, very, very low. Very low.
That's a Laffy Taffy special.
There's a Brady one.
What do you call a fish with no eyes? Oh, I get it. That's terribly stupid. There's no eye in it. I see.
They know their audience.
That's dumb. All right. Nice job. All right. We'll do another round. Why not? Brady's killing him.
Really?
We did one. Yeah. Oh. I just got a text from Hopkins. He's as drunk as I was last night. He goes, that was disgusting. I'm like, yeah, well, both of us are feeling it, Doug. All right. Well, he says you should never pause after saying I love incest. Why? It's hilarious. I don't like doing it. It's like talking about it. It's funny. It makes people question things. It's a conversation starter. Let's
pause
do another round. 585-9800. Another round if you think you can get him past Brady. And let's try to stay away from the topic John brought to the table there. Thanks, Ridenour. The joke that continues next.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
All right. In the center of the joke dick. And they're coming fast and furious now with the Brady, what's the difference between a chickpea, and a garbanzo bean. Oh, this guy would have won. This is from Ryan Weber. Maybe we'll send him some food.
The ammonia taste.
Ew.
The chickpea.
Oh, you're on it, though. You're pretty close.
Yeah, one's yellow.
I never had a garbanzo bean on my face.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Even Brady's like, oh, okay.
All right. That's gross. Golden showers.
This is the joke of the day. Everyone in the room knows it. What's the difference between a baby and a bag of cocaine? This is for
I know, and it's, I'm
Joshua.
Still going to laugh.
Eric Clapton wouldn't have let a bag of cocaine fall out a window. Horrible people. You're horrible, horrible human beings. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Let's do this.
Line two is back to nature, it says. Is that
otherwise known as Drew?
Is that his ID, or is that... Or is that the screening?
No, that's what his ID says.
You on line two?
Yeah.
All right.
Drew.
Drew, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Why does your phone ID say back to nature?
Oh, that's the company I work for.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Well, free plug for whatever that is.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it a landscaping thing, or what is it? For. You're probably going to get in trouble now.
Yeah, I know. Let's move on.
Okay. All right. Drew, take time from whatever it is Back to Nature does and tell us your stupid joke.
All right. Brady, what does a guy call a good-looking Mexican girl?
What does a guy call a good-looking Mexican girl?
Oh, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, this is not going to be – some people are going to be unhappy with this. What does a guy, just a general guy, call a good-looking Mexican girl?
Yeah.
Blanking on this. Hang on. Muy bonita.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Come on, Brady.
5 seconds, Brady. Got to get something. Give me an answer.
Señorita?
Señorita? That's what you call a Mexican woman,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. He just says señorita. So that's not even a joke.
Not
that's
really
just
a joke.
Is that... No. Come on. All right. I guess Brady can't get it. It's a beanerita. Come on, man.
Oh.
What in the world is that?
I wasn't thinking that.
Terrible
at all,
person. Horrible human being.
Hey, my wife's a Mexican, so
so you're allowed.
Okay.
He gets the pass.
That one...
I knew Brett would like it. I
get a worldwide pass for it, jerks.
I've been saying it for years.
I've been doing it for years. I married one of them. I own one, so it's cool.
Hey, thanks, guys, for the show. You guys are awesome.
And she calls Larry every couple weeks.
I know. Calm her down. I didn't even know what he said. I just know it wasn't good.
About 5 minutes, you're going to hear it. At his
yeah. Yep. All right. Next one is...
Steven's on line one.
Line one.
Steven's line one?
Yeah. It looks like it says Kevin.
Okay.
All right. Well, everyone's really Steven. Suck. Steven, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Steven, go ahead with your joke. Good luck.
All right. What do old people taste like?
Brady, what do old people
depends.
Taste? Oh, God. I knew that one. He got that.
All right. Yep.
Sorry. He's right.
With a twist of Centrum Silver.
Okay.
Max is on line three.
Max is three. Max, are you there?
I sure am.
All right, Max. Fire away. See if you can get one past him.
All right. What is a pirate's favorite letter?
It's a pirate's favorite letter, Brady.
There's two that I know of. First one is R.
Mm-hmm.
The second one would be the C.
Yeah, right. You got it. Damn.
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 I'd be very upset about that. I would have known R. I would not have gotten the C.
I'd be upset if I told that joke.
Yeah.
Terrible.
God. You're being too judgy,
this bar is like way
oh, no,
low.
There isn't one.
You've got
there's
it's nothing to step over.
The entertainment value is basically to get joke dad over here to figure it out. Don't start counting on this to be a laugh riot. That's
damn
our
it.
Job. That's what we do to it. All right, final one. Greg
is online.
Greg, you're the last hope from the two winners that are just awful. Let's get one here. Go ahead, Greg.
All right, so mine is kind of a two-parter, so I want to see if you can get both parts.
Okay.
So it starts out with what's red and sits in a corner.
It's red and sits in a corner, Brady. Well, there's a whole bunch of different
things. Yeah, the first one that comes to mind is a baby chewing on a razor.
Really? That's the first thing?
That's a joke?
Yeah, I've heard that as a
yep,
punchline.
All right. All right, it's a baby, playing with a razor blade. So I guess we'll give him that one. Yeah. All right, so the second one is what's green and sits in the corner.
Miss Piggy's finger. No,
no. No, I was actually gonna. Funny. I was almost gonna go with what's green and smells like pork.
Yeah, Kermit's finger.
But it's what's green and sits in a corner.
What's green and sits in a corner.
It's still the same joke. It's still the same joke.
It's related to
it's
the
an
baby.
Old baby molding decayed.
And,
or baby. How about.
I think you're onto something with the decayed thing because now my brain just popped and I think I've heard this too.
Kind of close, yeah. Or,
it's the baby.
Baby. The baby it's a year later.
The baby, like a year later.
Right? It's the same baby
same
2 months
baby.
Later.
There there you go. Yeah. That's it. Brady figured that out.
How do you make a dead baby float?
Oh, root beer and ice cream.
Yeah.
And dead baby.
Yeah, in a bathtub.
Right. Keep going. Apparently he's got a pocket full.
This guy hates babies. Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Are you my dad?
Did I at least get him on the second part? Did I get him on the second part?
See, that was the best joke of the day.
Winner.
Give Toledo some pork rinds.
Get a sandwich. And not with the stuff that Brady's putting on it. All right, well done. Thank you for that guy from Planned Parenthood called the last one. I got loads of dead baby jokes. Anyway. Yeah, I love that. I remember the first time I heard that, how do you make a dead baby float? Oh, you get root beer, ice cream, and dead baby. That's funny, Brett. You got to like that one a little bit.
It's a lot to lay, Brett, on the one that one guy that said years ago the dead baby joke, or basically the baby in the microwave. You got to tell Brett that one. Right.
Which one?
Oh, right. Yeah, that was off.
Is that an off the air one?
No, that's way off. Okay, that's something I might whisper to you. Okay.
See the bottom one?
What do you call a fat girl with a rape whistle? An optimist.
Now that one should have been on the air.
Wow.
Someone should have called them with that one. That would have won. That was great. I'd have given him a sandwich just for that, the hell of it.
That's terrible.
Man.
Look, the views of the people that listen to the show are not necessarily reflective of the host.
Your touchdown there, champ.
Yeah. Act like you've been there. Oh, my God. Wow.
Bottom one's a Brady joke.
Oh, this is it. We'll end it with this one for Brady. Brady, why aren't koalas considered bears?
They don't meet the qualifications.
That's exactly right, everyone. The joke dick has left the building.
How do you follow the rape whistle?
No, the rape whistle needed we needed a cracker. We needed just a little, what do they call that? Sherbet?
Yeah. Sorbet.
Sorbet. There you go. The joke dick has left the building. A couple of decent ones in there. Most of them made me kind of sick. I think it's the hangover. It's 98.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.